17 million cars and light trucks were sold in the last 12 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Cars are one of the biggest ticket items consumers purchase, and historically, car sales have been highly correlated with consumer sentiment and economic cycles in the U.S. With the exception of the large cities, and with all due respect to my friends in local transportation, public transport in the rest of the country leaves a lot to be desired for. Outside the major cities, our transportation infrastructure has become almost entirely based on private car ownership. 17 million cars and light trucks were sold in the U.S. in the 12 months ending in July 2018, a shade higher than its average level in the boom years of 2004-2006. Car and light truck sales ran at around 16 to 17 million units annually before the Great Recession. And while there are more cars being sold now, because our population has increased by more than 20 million since then, on the per capita basis, we are still not back to the peak car buying period when the number of cars sold per year exceeded 6 per every 100 Americans. Now that number has dropped to 5. During the dark days of the recession, car sales dropped by almost 50%. We basically stopped buying new cars and discovered, to our surprise, that our old cars may not have been as obsolete as we were led to believe. During the recession, the Cash for Clunker program was introduced to prevent the demise of the U.S. car industry. The sheer size of the buyback not only stopped the decline in car sales, but it spiked sales volume sky high. The effectiveness of the program became obvious after it ended, when the car market not only didn't drop back to where it was before the program, it grew rapidly, and in a year's time, car sales were 30% higher than before the program started. The Cash for Clunker program worked and pulled back the car industry from the brink of disaster, which is exactly what the program was engineered to do. Yeah, economic engineering done right usually works. Businesses always adjust their method of operation after each recession. When they have to do with a lot less, they learn new methods. And the longer and the harder a recession, the larger the changes after the recession. Buying cars historically was highly correlated with consumer sentiment index, which is now higher than it was before the recession. Despite of that, it appears that consumers also learned from the long and hard recession, at least in their approach to buying cars. On a per capita basis, we are now buying 15% fewer cars than we did before the recession. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.